This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
The Chappelle Show.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is the Chappelle Show, the only hip-hop show on Melbourne's radio station, Joy. And we want to welcome back to the show one of my favourite Australian rappers. He's out of Sydney. He's just signed a mega, massive deal with Universal. His name's Chance Waters. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be back on it.
Now, you're up in North Queensland. What are you doing up there?
Well, I don't know if it's North Queensland, but it's definitely in the north. It's a big pineapple festival I'm playing today, which I'm pretty excited about. Should be pretty cool. I heard it sold out on Friday, so we're looking forward to it.
That's amazing. So, what is it like playing at a festival as opposed to doing like a one-off show that you're like doing here in Melbourne next week?
I think they're just a totally different beast, really. I mean, obviously, at a festival you generally play a shorter set and you'll try to pack it more tightly with the songs that people are likely to know, whereas when you're playing your own show, you've got a bit more freedom in regards to what you can actually do with it. And also, I mean, there's a lot more people, so it's a less intimate vibe, but often there's a lot more energy, and it's, you know, obviously really fun playing to huge crowds in general.
Now, you are very creative in your live shows. Do you get to sort of explore that in a festival show, which is, like you said, a little bit more restricted?
I think we still get to generally use everything. Obviously, it's harder because we use so many different elements in the set, and because at festivals you don't always get a sound check, sometimes it's harder to get everything working, like, especially because there's often radio interference. So we do little bits, like we play one of the songs, we play a part on the iPad and stuff, and I kind of walk around the stage to do that. There's a few things of that nature that that become more difficult in a festival sense. But no, just in general, we kind of play the way we would at a normal show, but I guess there's less kind of time and love that you're able to put into things. But it's really fun. Like, I wouldn't swap it. They're just different beats.
Absolutely. Now, last time you were here, you played at the Workers Club, and everybody loved that show. There was such a buzz afterwards. This time around, you're playing on Friday, the 26th of April, at the Northcote Social Club, which is a slightly bigger venue. Does that mean you're, like, getting more famous on us and you're, you know, getting bigger and more popular?
I don't know. It's selling pretty well. It might actually be sold out, and I think we only just got Workers Club to capacity last time. So I guess, yeah, it's going to be a bigger crowd, which is nice. I don't know. I guess it's a slow rolling thing. The hottest 100 spots and stuff help. So I think there's a bit more public awareness now, but I'm still Jenny from the block.
You're still Chance from Sydney. Oh, that's good to know that you're keeping it real. That's very important. Feet on the ground. It's a good way to go. But it would be easy, I guess, to sort of, I guess, get a big head because you've just signed a really massive international deal with Universal Music, which is a really big deal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a publishing deal, and it's pretty crazy. I mean, I didn't expect it to happen. Like, even when we were kind of 2 days from signing the deal and everything had been confirmed and was all good and stuff, I was still pretty surprised about it. But it's pretty exciting, and I guess I get to write and kind of travel and work on songs with it, and I'm hoping to do some international touring off the back of it. So yeah, there's a lot of pretty exciting aspects about the whole thing.
That's really cool. And how did that come about? Were you sort of shopping yourself out there to labels, or did they approach you?
Well, it's a publishing deal, so we've got a label deal in Australia with Shock, who are kind of an independent record label, and they'll keep being our record label. But with publishing, it's more kind of song used in, like, movies and TV shows and all those kind of sync things and the actual songwriting side of stuff. But, I mean, we were kind of shopping around, but there'd been some interest because, you know, the last couple of songs did pretty well, and I think people are kind of starting to get excited about what's going to happen with the next album. So we had a bit of interest, and the deal just, you know, was really great. It lets us kind of explore some avenues we wanted to, and it means we've got a really good team out there kind of plug in songs, and hopefully off that we can start to look at some international stuff.
Very cool. What would be your ultimate place to play in overseas?
I'd love to tour Europe. I mean, I think that playing in the UK would be particularly killer, especially as I love so much of the music out there. So it's kind of nice. It's one of those things where you compound it. So it's like you'll go over and you'll play a few shows that would be smaller than shows that you play in your home country, but you start to build a little bit of interest, and maybe you get to write with people in those countries, which is probably the most exciting part about it for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something like quite pure about playing to an audience who may not know you, like you're known here in Australia, who are coming to see you off the back of, you said, as you said, of your popularity through the Hottest 100 and that sort of thing. There's something really lovely about playing to a room who might not have any idea who you are, but like just thoroughly enjoy the music on the spot at the time.
Definitely. And I mean, I've done so much of that stuff because I was independent for so long, and I didn't really get any media support on my earlier work. So I've done so much touring to crowds who didn't really know who I was. So I quite enjoy those kinds of performances. And it's really strange. You just step outside. I mean, in Australia, a band like Bliss and Effort will sell out stadiums and stuff, and then they'll head over to the US and they'll be really stoked, with a 200-person turnout in LA or something like that. And it's really, it's really, really interesting, and I think it's a really cool way to kind of just start fresh in a different territory and approach things like a new band, which is pretty exciting.
Absolutely, because, I mean, we have great live music here in Australia, particularly in the bigger cities, but it can be a little bit same after a little while, so it must be awesome to have the opportunity to be like, let's just see different places, let's see different crowds, and taking it from there. So this current tour that you're on, was that planned to come off the back of the success of that you've been having recently, or is it just sort of a follow-up tour from the last one you did?
Well, it's weird, we're kind of treating it like an album launch tour, but I actually toured, when Young and Dumb came out and we did that tour, that was actually after the album had been released anyway. So it's kind of building on the momentum that we had in the Hottest 100. And also, I'm sort of writing for the next album at the moment, and I really wanted to cap off and kind of tour this record properly and get in some regional dates and stuff. We might still do a specifically regional tour later in the year for this album. But, yeah, I wanted to get a couple of those dates in, and it just seemed like a really good time to do it, kind of while I was in the middle of writing and, didn't have as much on my plate. But, I'm kind of midway through the next record now, which is exciting. It's starting to take shape.
Absolutely. That's exciting for us. What's it going to be called? Can you just tell us that, or is it secret?
I don't know yet.
Oh, no.
Once I've got the title, I'll be happy to tell you, but I'm kind of, just writing the songs at the moment. And I've been doing some work with some bands. I'm going up to Brisbane after this festival to work with Cub Scouts on a song for a few days, and a song with Patience Hodgson from The Greats. And I just finished writing a song with the Griswolds in Sydney. So we're kind of just piecing the tracks together. And then once I've got the album starts to take shape as a whole, I'll kind of approach it, and work out how I want to tie it together thematically.
All right, cool. As long as you promise to give us the exclusive on the name.
I'll give you the exclusive.
We're on Joy 94.9. I'm chatting with Chance Waters, who's playing here next week at the Northcote Social Club on Friday, April 26. He's out of Sydney, so we don't get to see him very often. Now, Chance, I wanted to ask you about the video for the song called Conjure Up the Fire, which was released last month. It's can you explain the concept to me? Because it's pretty out there.
Well, to be honest, I didn't have... I kind of took the initial idea to the director, which was that I wanted to do something that kind of played on the little tongue-in-cheek anarchy theme through it. So I wanted to have these girls breaking into a place, and kind of the initial idea was that we were going to reveal in the end that, while the whole time we kind of expected them to be starting a fire with Molotov cocktails, they're actually there to put up knitting graffiti. But we kind of, it just grew into something entirely different and went a bit more surreal. And we've got all these feathered owl dances and stuff throughout it. It kind of gives them a motif and stuff. It's a pretty trippy clip. But in terms of the visuals, I think it's one of the best videos that we've shot. It's really different to all my other videos, but I shot it with the same kind of director and the same team. We just went in a different sort of space
You went into a really different space. It's very, very much different to your other videos. And it's a bit of a message song. Was that something you deliberately try to do? Do you like writing songs with a bit of a message?
I mean, yeah, I think that you always need to have something that you're trying to say, no matter how you approach a song. I think that's one of the things that really separates a lot of the independent music community from, you know, the more commercial side of things is the seed message at the base of the song. So I always want to get stuff across. But, yeah, I mean, with this track, it was written in a pretty relaxed way. I just kind of had some ideas I wanted to get across. And in terms of the hook, I sat down with Kate Martin and we sort of wrote things together in my lounge room over, you know, a couple of pots of tea. Like, it wasn't methodically approached. I guess I just had a few things I wanted to talk about, and the song kind of came together from there.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful song. I really love the beat, and it's a really great song. So, Chance Waters, you're playing Friday, April 26th at the Northcote Social Club. Will there be any surprises in this show that we can look forward to?
Well, I mean, I've got my full mini band, The Grey, starring Liam Neeson. I've got a special guest coming out. I don't know if I meant to say, but I'll say it. Bertie Blackman's going to come along.
Yay!
And sing, Young and Dumb, and she might even do Lillian's parts on Maybe Tomorrow as well. So I'm pretty excited about that. We're actually playing together at Big Pineapple today.
Oh, well, great.
Which I'm excited about, but those are the only two shows of the tour where she's going to tag along. So,
yeah,
that should be fun. And, yeah, the band, we're working out some stuff. We've got a jungle drum this time, which we didn't have last time, that we're going to play as well, and just a few extra instruments, maybe a violinist and some extra BVs and stuff.
It's a one-of-a-kind show that you put on, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think it's different in terms of a hip-hop set. Like,
it's so much fun, though.
Yeah. Well, I just love being on stage. I have a really good time, and so do the band. And so, you know, we really enjoy it. I think that's why we're doing such an extended tour. You know, we get to do it like 19 or 20 times.
Absolutely. Well, you're very lucky. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, Chance Waters. And we'll see you here in Melbourne in a few days.
Yeah, you're welcome. Always my pleasure. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon, and hopefully I'll see a lot of you in Melbourne.
The Chappelle Show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.